In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we already came to the third week of the Great Lent, and the third week Sunday, which is the cross of the Lord, has been brought out yesterday's service in the evening, and we're venerating the cross of the Lord. And in today's Gospel, the Lord starts the Gospel with this: if somebody that wants to go after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me. Well, you and me, we have to ask the question: are we denying ourselves? Are we going against our will? Are we trying to fulfill the will of our Lord? And you may say that, well, I'm not sure what the will of the Lord is. Well, I would have to say to that, well, we all have to be sure that we know the gospel. The gospel is the way, is God's will to live with. We have to live according to the gospel. What does the gospel say? Well, the gospel says, for instance, if you get offended by somebody, or somebody slaps you in the face, you have to turn your other cheek. And the gospel says to you, they have to love not only God with all your heart and might and mind, but you have to love thy neighbor as thyself. But also the gospel says, the Lord says in the gospel, that you have to love your enemy. You have to bless those who curse you, to do good to those who do you harm. And this is what the gospel tells us: to lend, to not expecting to get back after you lend something, and never to hold any grudges, always to forgive, and not to judge anyone. This is all the simple teachings of the gospel. The gospel is the Beatitudes that the Lord had given us, the nine Beatitudes, which we have to follow. And you and me have to ask ourselves, are we fulfilling those Beatitudes? Are we able to understand that without God's grace we are nothing but earth? And only whatever good we do is only due to the grace of God. And whenever we can stay away from evil is also only because of the grace of God. Because God has given us the strength to fight the evil. Fight the evil we must. This is according to the gospel. Our battle should not be against the flesh and blood, but it has to be against the principalities of hell. We have to remember that. If we were in the desert, if we were in the Kenya, or in a little house secluded, away from everybody, we are not in midst, living not in the midst of people, we're all by ourselves, then the enemy of our Lord and our enemy, then he could and would attack us directly. Sometimes showing himself in all kinds of appearances and trying to scare us and attacking us and with all kinds of temptations and visually. But these things happen to sometimes to the monks, that the nuns that may go into seclusion, or, and it had happened quite often to all the saints that went into conclusions. But in our case, it's different. In our case, the enemy attacks us through our loved ones. Yes, through our loved ones. The enemy attacks us through those whom we associate more often. And then who do we associate more often? If you're a family man and you have, then of course, your wife and your children. Well, these are the most people that you associate. And believe it or not, the enemy is going to use them to attack you. And it's up to you to make sure that you recognize it, that the enemy attacks you through your wife, or that your child attacks you again. But it's not him, it's the enemy is using your child, and you have to protect your family. We have to protect each other. We have to realize that our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities of hell. And how do we do that? Well, we have to keep vigil. The Lord said in the scripture that we have to keep vigil. We have to always keep vigil, and the enemy is very conniving, and he doesn't want to be revealed. He doesn't want us to know that it's he that attacking us through your beloved husband, or through your father or mother, or through your child or daughter-in-law, or brother-in-law, whoever it may be, or through your neighbors. The enemy very, very seldom would attack you through somebody that's on the far off. Because you don't, your heart is not that much attached to somebody that is far away. But even that happens too. But this is what we must remember. We must remember that our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities of hell. Once I recognize that I am getting irritated, I and you have to do the same thing. We have to immediately chalk it up that we have judged not the deed of the person, but the person himself. Because if we judged the deed of the sinner, we would not get irritated. We would feel sorry for that man or woman that committed that sin and say, God, forgive them. They do not know what they do, instead of being irritated. But it would be proof of the existence and the presence of the demons is our irritation. These are the words of St. John of Kronstadt, who says that in his book, My Life in Christ. Every time you're irritated, you can be sure that the enemy is standing right by. And what does he want to do? He wants to enter into our hearts. Once he enters into our hearts, what happens to me when the enemy enters? I get angry. I start saying those things that I would never say otherwise. And I start to hurt my neighbors, whether it may be members of my family or anybody else. Because at that moment, I don't care. And actually, it's not me. As the enemy uses me, and I'm fool enough to let the enemy use my mouth to speak bad things and to hurt my loved ones. And after the burst of anger is over, then I feel bad about it. I feel bad about it. What did I do? Why did I hurt my wife so much? Why did I hurt my father so much? And these thoughts come to us. And this is a proof, again, St. John of Kronstadt says that the enemy visited my heart. And the enemy took my heart at that moment. That caused me to spit out things to many times, even specifically to hurt as much as possible, because I, for some reason, felt hurt myself, that I needed to defend myself. And this is pride, my beloved. And this is, we don't have enough humility. And if we want to be able to be free from the enemy, we have to surround ourselves with humility, because God resists the proud. But if in your heart, if you humble yourself and accept the cross that the Lord sent you, no matter what kind of a sickness, whether it is difficult, very difficult trial of one kind of or another, loss of the loved ones, the loss of your possessions, your wealth, your health, whatever it may be, you just accept it. Accept it in humility, saying, glory be to God. God is visiting me. As once the priest observed the old little lady crying her heart out in the church. And he comes up to her and say, why do you cry so much? What happened to you? And the Lord had, the woman had told the priest that what happened to me is a very terrible thing. 2 years I've been without any kind of trouble. Nobody had stolen even not a chicken, and I had no sickness, no sorrow had befallen me. Well, here's a true understanding of orthodoxy. We, my beloved, we have to understand. We have to accept the narrow, thorny way to the kingdom of heaven. If we do not go the narrow, thorny way, then we are not going to be able to make it to heaven. But the wide road, the road which pleases all the time our body, ourselves, and allows us to go our own way and our own will, and not according to the will of God, is leading to perdition. And this is something that we absolutely do not want to do. We do not want to go that road. But we have a wonderful, wonderful news today, because the Lord has given us to this strength through the cross. He gave us the cross to strengthen us in our days of our struggling with the cross of the Great Lent, which is a wonderful, wonderful time for the growth, of spiritual growth. And so to support us in this, he allows us to venerate the cross and By venerating the cross, we remember the suffering of the Lord. We remember and see and visually the love that the Lord had showed upon us by suffering on the cross. And the cross is so fearful for the enemy, as you know from the lives of saints, that most enemy were able to had to flee from the cross, and whenever any saint would make a sign of a cross, and they would flee immediately from the sign of the cross because it scorches them. And so you and me, you have to remember that, and we have to try to use the sign of the cross, remembering the suffering of our Lord on it. Not just make the sign and in a habit, but really to remember the suffering of the Lord and how he conquered death on the cross, and how he gave us the cross as a power against the enemy, so that we can be able to go without hindrance into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.